Painter Edward Hopper's images of urban America have become iconic and have made Hopper one of this country's most popular artists. The National Gallery of Art in Washington has assembled more than 100 Hopper paintings, watercolors, and prints. The exhibition has drawn more than 100,000 visitors since it opened last month. And as part of the Hopper hoopla, the University of Maryland commissioned an opera based on 5 Hopper paintings. The opera is called later the same evening, but everyone working on it calls it the Hoppera. NPR's Netta Ulaby has more.
Edward Hopper is best known for his painting Nighthawks, that haunting image of 4 lonely souls seen through a diner window at night. It's easily the most popular painting here in the exhibition, but it's not among the 5 paintings included in the Hoppera. Curator Franklin Kelly says it does share with them a sense of urban isolation and the promise of drama.
They do have this mood and this sort of suggestiveness of things going on, but no clear sort of narrative of what goes on in the paintings.
So they compel you to create stories in your mind. And that, says Kelly, makes Hopper ideal for musical adaptation.
Was it?
You head back tonight?
Yeah, I head back after. This is the music that's... This is the show they're watching. So that's a tap dancer, and they're watching the tap dancer, and they're going,
At a rehearsal for the Hoppera at the University of Maryland School of Music, graduate students work with librettist Mark Campbell and composer John Musto. The two collaborated a few years ago on the well-reviewed opera Volpone, a literary adaptation. For later the same evening, Campbell pinned up dozens of Hopper prints and started creating the stories.
Sort of the way anyone does when they go to a gallery and they stare at a painting for a long time, you kind of fall into the painting and you let it reveal itself to you.
Campbell decided against using Nighthawks because, he says, there was just too much baggage. Instead, he was drawn to a painting of theatergoers taking their seats. 2 on the aisle became the Hopper's organizing moment. All of the characters meet in the theater. 2 even fight over the aisle seat. One of the characters does not come to the theater. Librettist Mark Campbell was struck by a painting of a young woman sitting alone on the edge of a hotel room bed, musing over an open letter.
I decided she was a dancer because she's very long-legged. She just looks like a very beautiful young woman, and yet she looks very sad. I started to think, what is in that letter? Is it a letter from home saying bad news? A letter from a lover? And then I decided, oh, God, no, I don't want her to be rejected. I want her to reject someone. So,
as for me, I will never forget you.
In this aria, the young woman reads over her breakup letter to her boyfriend and to New York.
She loves this city, and it's just too much for her.
Composer John Musto says her ambitions to dance fizzled, and she's decided to go home.
Hello, Indianapolis. Gosh, but it's great to be home. How right you were.
The composer says he took more inspiration from the libretto than from the paintings themselves. You see, he's colorblind, so he says it's hard to appreciate some of Hopper's nuances. Still, Musto says he could hear the enigmatic cityscapes and feel their stillness. And that's what he tried to capture in the Hoppera.
It's a lullaby to New York. The music is that late night New York lamp shining in a dark street, that kind of an atmosphere.
Edward Hopper's urban images are so iconic, it's hard to meet them at their level. So Musto and Campbell deliberately tried not to be too literal with the paintings. They incorporated elements as disparate as musical comedy and the fiction of John Dos Passos. Their hope, in fact, is that the Hoppera will not need a Hopper exhibition in order to work. Curator Franklin Kelly says great painters and great works of art can stand up to radical reimagination.
Nighthawks would be the best example of that. People have done anything they can think of. They've caricatured it. They've stuck The Simpsons in there. You know, they've stuck James Dean. And that's all great. And you know what? And the painting is still just great. No one will ever manage to trivialize it.
In fact, Kelly says, perhaps it's time for someone to adapt Nighthawks into an opera of its own. Netta Ulibi, NPR News.